Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
If you're a conservative, you're in shock to know that Tucker Carlson is now out at Fox News Channel. If you're a socialist or a communist, you're also shocked to hear that Don Lemon was fired so it wouldn't have as big of a headline just an hour after Tucker Carlson was out at Fox News Channel. And how did MSNBC break the news of two of the biggest names in cable being out? Of their two competitors, here's how they broke the news. Listen.
Now the media landscape is significantly different than it was just 2 hours ago, with two of the highest profile cable hosts out of a job. First, the news that Tucker Carlson, who was regularly drawing 3 million viewers a night, parted ways with Fox News. And then, just an hour later, Don Lemon tweeting he is out at CNN after 17 years with that network.
They don't even know how to celebrate it or to be sad, or what does it mean for the future? Now, let's deal with Tucker Carlson first, because that's who all of us love. I have no doubt Tucker Carlson will come back. And every time he comes back bigger. What's interesting about Tucker Carlson is he has been fired from MSNBC. He came back bigger. He's been fired from CNN. He came back bigger. And now he's walked away from Fox News Channel. So what happens moving forward? I have no doubt he will come back in some capacity in a way that is massive, whether it's direct, whether it's through an online team, or maybe even at another conservative network. Was this something he knew was coming? That's the speculation that everybody and the answer that everybody's trying to figure out. Well, Friday night, Tucker Carlson was speaking at the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala. And here is what he had to say on Friday night after he did a normal show on Friday, saying, I'll see you back on Monday. There was no indication he was saying goodbye to his audience. In fact, his last segment was a pizza delivery guy that took down a robber last week by tripping him caught on a Ring doorbell. He had him on in his last segment eating pizza with him. Not exactly how you would go out if you thought it was your final show. So what did Tucker say on Friday night at the Heritage Foundation event? Here's what he said.
The truth is contagious. Lying is, but the truth is as well. And the second you decide to tell the truth about something, you are filled with this, I don't want to get supernatural on you, but you are filled with this power from somewhere else. Try it. Tell the truth about something. You feel it every day. The more you tell the truth, the stronger you become. That's completely real. It's measurable in the way that you feel. And, of course, the opposite is also true. The more you lie, the weaker and more terrified you become. We all know that feeling. You lie about something, and all of a sudden you're a prisoner of that lie. You are diminished by it. You are weak and afraid. Drug and alcohol use is the same way. It makes you weak and afraid. But you look around, and you see these people, and some of them really have paid a heavy price for telling the truth. And they are cast out of their groups, whatever those groups are, but they do it anyway.
Now, you listen to Tucker Carlson on Friday night, and I think it's very clear even then. He had no idea what was going to happen over the weekend, or if he did, he was hiding it. Now, why is Tucker Carlson not doing a show on Fox News Channel any longer? A lot of this probably goes back to Dominion and the Dominion lawsuit. And Fox News had to settle with Dominion. It was a case where there was Dominion saying, you guys came after us, right? You guys came after us and implied that our machines were corrupted and that elections were being stolen. And that is something and an idea that cost, in a settlement, Fox News over $700 million. There's a very good chance that it could come down to editorial control of the show. Again, there's people speculating online that after the Dominion debacle, where they've had to pay this $700+ million, and there's another lawsuit pending, that it may have been a new decision from Fox News Channel that they were going to have editorial control over everything that airs so that they don't find themselves with another $700 million lawsuit that they have to settle. And if that's the case, I could see where Tucker Carlson would say, I'm not going to play by those rules. Is that a possibility? It certainly is. But outside of that, it doesn't seem to be a scandal. It seems to be that things are changing at Fox. We also know that last week, Dan Bongino, after 10 years, a decade, after a decade, after 10 years, he left Fox News Channel as well. They said it was over a contract dispute. Part of that contract dispute could have been the issue of editorial control. I don't know. Again, there are many others that are speculating on this. Now, there's also a trend that's happening, and anytime a business changes a host, you see this happen. When you have a host change, there are people like, I'll never watch Fox again, right? I was only watching Fox because of my favorite host, and now that my favorite host is gone, I am never going to watch again. We've seen this play out several times. Is Fox still going to be okay? I think yes. I still think Fox has a very important role to play in the conservative movement. I think there's other brilliant conservative minds at Fox. Am I sad and disappointed to see Tucker go? Yes. And so will more than 3 million people a night that watch him. But when Bill O'Reilly was gone, when Greta left, the list goes on and on. There were still enough hardcore conservative voices at Fox News Channel to still make a difference. There are people like Jesse Waters at Waters World and others. Or there's another way of looking at this. Was this the one that breaks the camel's back? There's a chance that there are going to be people now that are going to immediately leave and try to go to Newsmax or OAN. There's also the argument of, well, can Tucker Carlson show up at Newsmax? Could Bongino show up at Newsmax? And all of a sudden, Newsmax becomes Fox News 2.0. The problem is the same lawsuit that Fox News is faced with that they had to settle for $700+ million is the same lawsuit that they're also dealing with at Newsmax. So if you got rid of Tucker or others because of all of this, then is it a smart idea to have them pop up there? The answer is, we don't know yet. Could they even afford Tucker Carlson? We don't know yet. But what I do know is that Tucker Carlson is a brilliant and one of the most brilliant conservative minds out there. It is a loss for the conservative movement. Democrats are going to be cheering this on. They are going to treat this as a massive victory, as they should, by the way. He had 3 million plus people a night that he was talking directly to about hardcore conservative values. That, my friends, is an amazing thing. That is something that we should all be sad about. And it's something they're going to all be very happy about. But the show will go on. I can also promise you that. Let me say that again. The conservative movement will go on. Tucker Carlson's work is not done. Tucker Carlson's still a very young man. Tucker Carlson, I can promise you, is going to make a huge impact, make a huge difference in this country. Where he will go to make that impact, I don't know. Could he go back to the website he helped founded? Yes, I believe he could. Could he have a huge impact there? Yes. Could he still do TV, maybe his own thing, maybe a direct show on Rumble or something like that? Absolutely, he can do that. What I know is it's clear that Tucker Carlson has a future. He has a big future and a bright future, and he's not going to be out of the conservative movement. That's what we should be cheering on. That is what we should all be really excited about. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4-GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's move down now to this Don Lemon story. Don Lemon is a guy that has had a lot of hiccups lately at CNN. He's apparently had two of his coworkers leave the sets crying because he's, you know, yelling at them and berating them on set and even on live TV. They tried to rehab him from that. The ratings ultimately have been a disaster on this show after they canceled him in prime time in the morning. He's been there for a long time. I have done probably 100+ appearances on Don Lemon's show. I did a weekend hit with him for, gosh, years on the weekends when at CNN as well. I've done his show probably more than any other show out there. We have had epic battles, even where he was cussing at me on live TV. If you want to go check him out, they're on YouTube. He's now out at CNN. How did CNN announce it? Oliver Darcy, their media guy, went on TV to tell the world what just happened.
I want to share with you some important news right here at our own network. CNN's Oliver Darcy is back with us. Oliver, what do you know?
Some shocking news again, John, in the world of cable news. Don Lemon and CNN have parted ways. This is according to a memo that was sent out to CNN employees just moments ago. I'll read to you part of it, John. Actually, most of it. It says, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. We wish him well, and we will be cheering him on in his future endeavors. And then it goes on to say that the network is committed to the morning show CNN This Morning, which, of course, is hosted or was hosted by Don Lemon, as well as Caitlin Collins and Poppy Harlow. Now, this statement is coming from CNN CEO Chris Licht. It does not detail what happened, what led to Don's departure, but Don Lemon is no longer with CNN, according to this memo that just went out to CNN employees, John.
That was going to be my follow-up, as it was in the Tucker Carlson case when we announced that he is leaving Fox, or he and Fox have parted ways. At the top of the show was the why, but it's clear from that we don't have any more information on that, correct?
Not at the moment, John, but rest assured, once I get out of here, I will be making some calls.
Oliver Darcy, appreciate the hustle very much on this breaking news story. And again, I don't know the details happening while I'm sitting in the chair here, but I work here. I love this place. I certainly wish Don the best. He's always been good to me as a colleague.
I love that. Good. You know, he's always been good to me. That's all we're going to tell you on CNN. Now, the real backstory behind this was, from what we've been told, Don Lemon was nothing but a cancer inside of CNN, didn't work well with others. Don Lemon still has his profile up on Twitter as a co-anchor of hashtag CNN This Morning. He's the author of This Is Fire, and his book has got a little, you know, point to it. He also put out a statement earlier. It said this: I was informed this morning by my agent that I've been terminated by CNN. I am stunned. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly. At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to do the work I have loved at the network. It is clear that there are some larger issues at play. With that said, I want to thank my colleagues and the many teams I have worked with for an incredible run. They are the most talented journalists in the business, and I wish them all the best. Now, just a week ago, by the way, just 5 days ago, Don Lemon got into it on set in a really awkward conversation with a man that is running for president, Vivek. And he was going after him, and he was hit with some facts about the NRA and about the civil rights movement. It got awkward. I want you to hear this again. This was Don Lemon just 5 days ago.
Oh, they got it. They got their Second Amendment rights, and they actually got, the NRA played a big role in that. But today, Don, the
fine, NRA did not play a big role.
Absolutely, they trained black Americans how to use firearms.
That's a lie. That's not. The NRA did not play a big role.
This is just historical fact.
But not historical fact.
The part that I find,
because you say it's historical fact,
the part that I find insulting is when you say today black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have
point of black
view.
And white that black people don't have in this country here, and that black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate without me regarding
views,
you as a black man,
insulting that
but
you're
me regarding
here,
you as a fellow citizen.
You're
that's
sitting
what I think
here,
we
whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me
whatever ethnicity
about
I'm,
what
tell
it's like to be black.
Whatever
America.
Ethnicity
I'm
I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white doesn't matter.
I think we should have this
on
debate.
The content of the ideas.
If you're going to do it, you should do it in an honest way and in a fair way. And what you're doing is not an honest and fair way. Okay? But we appreciate you coming on.
With thank due respect, Don, I look forward
thank
to continuing that conversation.
We'll
thank you.
The conversation.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, Papa.
We'll talk about China.
Yes, let's talk about China.
Next time you come back.
Oh, thank you. Much to say on declaring independence from China.
Okay.
Something you can
move on now, please.
Thank you.
Okay, can we move on, please? Can we move on, please? Thank you. That's how he dismisses guests that he doesn't like. Now, that type of TV is something that maybe can work late at night where Don Lemon used to have a show. But even when I dealt with Don Lemon, worked with him, right? We would do debates together. I'm talking about presidential debate nights. We would do campaign events together and things like that. We would debate what was going on. He wasn't that arrogant, cocky, where he would just basically mock somebody. And because you didn't say what he wanted you to say, he's like, all right, we're going to move on. I'm done with you. It was terrible TV. It was terrible TV. It could get away with more of that late at night when there's a lack of options. But in primetime morning, you have a lot of options. And a lot of people just didn't want to see that type of arrogance on TV. The other part about Don Lemon is, you know, he always accuses everybody of racism and race this and race that. And then he always accuses other people of lying. CNN Communications put out a tweet 3 hours ago that said, quote, Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is inaccurate. In other words, they're saying he's a liar. Now, what's funny is it only took them, 17 years to fact check Don Lemon. How funny is that? Now CNN's fact checking their own guy. They used to make up crap all the time. So now, because they fired him, they're like, oh, we're going to fact check the hell out of you now. That is like the height of hypocrisy. But CNN's comms come out and said, Don Lemon's statement about this morning's events is inaccurate. He was offered an opportunity to meet with management, but instead released a statement on Twitter. So he wasn't fired through his agent, not allowed to speak and talk to the people that he worked with. They're saying no. An hour before that, CNN comms put out, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, and we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. We wish him well, and we'll be cheering him on in his future endeavors. They tried to basically do it the right way. Well, now we know, and again, Don Lemon's statement about this morning's event. So Don Lemon gets fired from CNN, and then Don Lemon lies in his first statement about CNN after being fired from CNN. You can't make this up. What's also very interesting is what's going to be coming to CNN on a weekly basis as they seem to be changing and pivoting. Gayle King, is coming to CNN starting this fall. The CBS Morning host will be co-hosting, they say, a new weekly primetime show on CNN as they're trying to change their brand significantly. And guess who she's going to be hosting it with? Listen to this announcement from CBS Morning News this morning.
Exciting news about our very own here, and that's Gayle King. Starting in the fall, she'll be co-hosting a new weekly primetime show on CNN with Emmy Award-winning sportscaster and NBA legend Charles Barkley. It's going to be called King Charles. The duo announced their new gig on TNT's NBA Tip-Off Saturday. Check it out.
I want it to be non-political. Just two
but
people.
But we'll talk about politics.
We will.
Yeah.
But we don't want to say we're a liberal.
Exactly.
Conservative.
Exactly.
Republican, Democrat. That's one of the things that's already ruined television in general. And I know she's going to be a straight shooter. You know, I'm going to be a straight shooter.
You know, I think that, you know, decorum and courtesy and kindness always works. But everybody I know has an opinion about something. I just think we have to figure out a way to have a good conversation without tearing each other down. And I think that we can do that.
You get rid of Don Lemon, who obviously is extremely polarizing, very hateful. You can see the way he just treated that presidential candidate. And then you bring in Gayle King, who's much more likable, and Charles Barkley, who I think is absolutely hysterical. And you see this happen. It's going to be interesting to see what their other moves are next. Right? It's going to be very interesting to see how their new moves change moving forward. Now, as for Tucker Carlson, let me say this. I cannot stand the fact that he's not going to be on Fox tonight. But what I do know is he's going to be back. And every single time Tucker Carlson disappears, he always comes back bigger than he was the time before. So never forget that either.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new poll is out, and I want to get into the politics of the White House right now as we're now expecting that Joe Biden is going to officially announce that he is running for president of the United States of America for re-election this week as the poll numbers for him are getting really bad. Do you want Biden to run again in 2024? A new poll shows 70% of Americans don't want Joe Biden to run again.
Might be an uphill battle regardless of the rollout. An NBC News poll conducted just about a week ago showed 70% of Americans don't want President Biden to run again, including more than half of Democrats. And nearly half of them list Biden's age as a major reason they don't want him on the ticket, 48% for that. An additional 21% list his age as a minor factor. Even the New York Times editorial board is pushing the White House to address the age concerns, noting that Biden's usual response to that question is, just watch me, writing, but Mr. Biden has given voters very few chances to do just that, to watch him. And his refusal to engage with the public regularly raises questions about his age and health. That op-ed also driving home other reporting that the president has held the fewest press conferences since Nixon and still has not done a sit-down with a newspaper reporter. Now remember, the White House tried to claim in Ireland that the president has taken more questions than Obama and President Trump combined, but they had to quietly correct the record on that. They adjusted the transcript because it is, in fact, not true, Sandra.
After they were fact-checked by multiple media organizations, including this one. Jackie Heinrich, thank you very much.
So, Fox News reporting now this new poll. 70% of Americans don't want Biden to run again. That's exactly why he has to announce now that he needs to run before somebody else comes out and actually comes after him. Now, this also comes as there's more bad news for the Biden family. James Comer, was on TV earlier today talking about the informant that told them about the evidence about Joe Biden benefiting financially from the Biden family schemes. Listen to what he had to say again on this informant.
Yes, 100%. I'm just last one. At what point, I mean, all these LLCs, as you describe them, and, you know, all these special treasury accounts, and how is it that these family members who are really not business people at all have these LLCs and are getting money from China and Ukraine and wherever they're getting money from? It's really quite remarkable. But my question to you is, at what point does this go into the Oval Office? At what point do we find that there was a sharing of income from these LLCs into the occupant of the Oval Office, Mr. Biden?
Well, our informants have told us there is, in fact, there will be evidence where it would point to Joe Biden. They had these family schemes that involve paying for things that would involve Joe Biden. So we're going to continue to dig. We're going to continue to track the money, both the money coming into the Biden accounts and the money going out of the Biden accounts. So we've got confidence that the president was involved. Look, Larry, obviously the president was involved in some form or fashion, because you don't have rank and file family members, just average people off the street that are getting $1 million wires from adversaries around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party. So we know from talking to the informants that were involved in some of these schemes, that Joe was directly involved. He had knowledge, and that we do believe, in fact, he was getting financial benefit in some areas from these family business schemes.
All right. Chairman James Comer, we appreciate your time.
I mean, this informant has apparently told them a hell of a lot, and not just told them, but apparently has the goods to back it up. He also went on to say that he believes that the Biden family it looks like organized crime.
So how will this work, sir? Will you have the whistleblower testify before your committee? And let me ask, have you asked Merrick Garland to testify? Because you're putting them under oath, are you not?
Yeah, the whistleblower will testify or do a deposition with the House Ways and Means Committee, because they have jurisdiction over the IRS. Now, we're continuing to subpoena bank records. We are continuing to follow the money. That's what our investigation is all about. This is an investigation of Joe Biden. But what we're finding is it deals with a lot more than just the president's son and the president's brother. We believe there are even more Biden family members that we just haven't identified transactions yet. Look, we went into this thinking that there were, you know, a handful of banks and a handful of LLCs. But the number of banks, the number of LLCs, the number of accounts, and the number of Bidens continues to grow each week. So this is a very complicated family scheme. You could say it looks like organized crime, but because it's a Biden, it would be disorganized crime. And we're going to get to the bottom of this once we put together a trace of all the different money, all the different accounts, and all the different wires from the different adversaries around the world. Then we'll start bringing people in to testify, either in a committee hearing or in a deposition.
Family members. You're going to bring in family members?
Well, if they'll come, that's going to be a lot harder. But once we bring in all the different people that were involved in these schemes, outside family members, once we have all the bank records showing the money that the Bidens took in, then I don't think it'll matter whether the Bidens come or not. We're going to give the Bidens an opportunity. There may be subpoenas for the Biden, but at the end of the day, they're going to have an opportunity to defend themselves. But, you know, it's going to be hard to defend the indefensible, Larry. But certainly they'll have their day in front of the House Oversight Committee to explain what the purpose of all these wires were, what the purpose of all these LLCs were, and all these different bank accounts. And it's much bigger than what people can comprehend.
It's much bigger than people can comprehend. You listen to Comer and the way he's laying this out. There is no option for this president anymore but to come out and immediately say, I'm running for president. Because otherwise the media is going to start dealing with this. Representative Comer also said very few third world countries would allow their leaders to get away with the things the Biden family has gotten away with. This is his new accusation. Listen.
So let me just begin with Merrick Garland slow walking. That apparently is what the whistleblower is saying, even though they don't want the whistleblower to testify. I regard that as a dirty trick. What's your take on it, sir?
It is a dirty trick. I mean, if you look at the evidence of what all the Biden family has gotten away with thus far, there are very few third world countries that would allow their leaders to get away with the things that the Biden family has gotten away with. I don't think that Attorney General Garland ever dreamed that Republicans on the House Oversight Committee would have access to those bank violations at the Treasury Cabinet, much less bank records that show all the different schemes that the Biden family had with respect to countless LLCs transferring money from one account to the other to try, in my opinion, to hide the source of where the foreign wires were coming from, and then to deceive the IRS about the taxability of those direct deposits from our adversaries around the world. One thing that I think Merrick Garland is going to have to deal with all this is it's not just the president's son. It's not just the president's son and the president's brother. It's the entire family. We've been very transparent about the fact that we've now determined 9 Biden family members got suspicious wires from our adversaries around the world. We went in thinking there were around a dozen LLCs. Now we see that there are, you know, many, many more LLCs. So this is a very complicated case. And I think that Merrick Garland was just hoping it would go away. The media would continue to turn a blind eye and Republican investigators would never find anything out about this.
You just think about what he just said there about the third world countries wouldn't even let their leaders get away with this. And many, many more LLCs. And we've got 9 Biden family members who are on the take. 9 is a lot, folks. It's not a little. 9 is a lot. I mean, 9 is a hell of a lot of people that are on the take here from the Biden crime family. And this is all their family members making money off of trading off of his name. If you just look at that alone by itself, and you see what he's saying, there is clearly hell to pay for this one, on this one. Look, I'm going to keep covering this. Make sure you hit that subscribe or auto download button. Please share our podcast on social media. And if there's news that breaks before the next morning, we do a second podcast. We did that last week. We put out 2 on Friday. We will keep you up to date on all of this. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.